Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard, their
shadows searching in the night.
Streetlights,
people.
That's Cold Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on New Studio 93. Informative, local, dependable. Lots to cover this hour here, so let's get to it. First thing is pertaining to the housing crisis. There's an article from, where did I get it from? Washington Post. I got this from a few days ago. And the headline is, why nobody really knows the scale of the U.S. housing crisis. Why nobody really knows the scale of the U.S. housing crisis, okay? So one aspect of it is that the summary, the housing gap is real, but its size is very uncertain because certain experts use different data, definitions, and assumptions, making the single figure of, like, what do we need in order to, you know, get out of this housing crisis, it makes it very difficult to estimate. So, for example, the housing shortage estimates vary from needing 2 million new homes on the market. That is an estimate from Moody's. To needing 8 million homes to resolve the housing crisis. That's from McKinsey. Some political estimates say, no. That's too light. We need closer to 20 million. So anywhere from 2 million homes, according to Moody's, is what's needed to needing 20 million, 2 to 20 million. Wow. Different methods produce different results. The wide range is largely due to differences in assumptions and definitions. What counts as a shortage of homes? How many households should exist? What vacancy rate is healthy? Things like that. Key variables include vacancy rates and unmet demand. Policy regulatory impacts affected as well. There's no consensus on the shortage, but there is a consensus that there is a shortage, if that makes sense. All right? So that's we all know there's a housing crisis because that's why your housing prices continue to go up. Now, one thing I was reading from one report was going, even if we address the quote-unquote housing crisis as far as adding new homes to the market, it doesn't necessarily mean that we will resolve the housing crisis overall. In other words, meaning just adding new homes will not resolve the housing crisis. And I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. I don't, just adding the homes isn't going to be the only thing that we need to do in order to address the crisis. All right. So with that, our very own congressman here, Jimmy Patronis, he has him along with Gus Bilirakis have introduced a bill that will try to at least try to address the housing crisis. They did one we talked about yesterday called ADUs, which is basically making a garage apartment, or if you have an accessory on your you know, you want to do a little addition on your property, on your house, and you want to turn that into a separate apartment. They're basically trying to, there's a federal law the state law that's trying to pass that would allow that to happen. I once again said, hey, look, you're going to run into problems with local authorities going, no, we don't want that. Then you're going to have the other big problem, which is, okay, you get it passed, people start building garage apartments, and then they're just using them for Airbnb, and it's still not helping with the long-term rental crisis. So here's another bill that they've introduced. Save for Success Act. This would allow first-time home buyers to purchase their first home by giving them flexibility to use their tuition savings. So it's the, what you call it? It's the five, freak, I just went blank on what it's called. It's one of the savings plans you can have to save for tuition. So if you've got a savings plan where you're saving for tuition, I can't remember what it's called, 529 plan or something like this. I don't remember. What's that? Do you remember it? I don't know. So if they remember it, if you've got that savings for tuition, you could use the tuition as your down payment on your first time home. That's the proposal. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Everything is flowing smoothly in our area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. So there is so that's one of the things right there. I don't know if that really helped. To me, whenever we start looking at, hey, we got a housing crisis, we need to figure out how we can get people into more homes by, like, just trying to figure out how to deal with down payment issues and things like that. That's not the problem for most people. The problem is how high the expense is in the first place. Like, yeah, it's a problem because now instead of, you know, say if a house is $100,000 and you got to come up with 20%, well, $20,000, right? But if the house is $500,000, now you got to come up with $100,000, you know? So it's like, yeah, that gets to be a problem. But that's the problem in the first place. Even if you come up with the 100, 125,000, whatever you might need, okay, now your payment, though, is still through the roof because the place is still expensive. And at this point, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I don't even know what can happen to get prices to come down to where they can be reasonable again. I don't know if they will. Here's the reality. California has showed us, New York City has showed us that despite housing prices being just outrageous, where to the point where most of the country went, that's just ridiculous. I don't know why anybody would live in California. That's what we say, but look at how populated California is. Look how populated New York City is. And guess what? Not everybody in those places are rich. They don't all have tons of money. They just figure out how to make it work. And unfortunately, since COVID, it's like the entire country has become California. Like, seriously, I have not been able to find a place in the country where it's affordable. The whole country now is just outrageously expensive. So I don't know how much this will help. Continue on here. We have some development news going on in Escambia County. Escambia County is going to receive $3 million for road improvements. Oh, all right. It's from legislative funding that will go towards landscaping, sidewalks, multi-use path, enhanced lighting on South Navy Boulevard. Oh, okay. So you know what this means, right? $3 million towards road construction? That's, yeah, exactly. More road construction. That's what that means. I saw this other bill. This one came out actually about a week ago. Yeah, about a week ago. That is, I find it to be very interesting. I couldn't delve into it too deeply, but there is a new proposal or a grant that could help the Port of Pensacola. This, the article I was reading was talked about, like, this could change the trajectory of Pensacola in general. So the Triumph Gulf Coast gave initial approval to Project MAVE. This is an investment that would establish shipbuilder Bird on America. It'd make it their southeast headquarters. And so here's the thing. $76 million grant approval. It would supposedly bring in 2,000 jobs with a rough salary of $68,000 for most of them. And then another, like a quarter of the jobs are going to pay an average of $112,000. All right, so this is good paying jobs. The funding would support construction of a 400,000 square foot shipbuilding facility in the Port of Pensacola, serve as a tier two advanced ship manufacturing campus. City leaders say that the project could change the trajectory of the city by strengthening the local economy and supporting U.S. military and defense supply chains. The total project cost is $275 million. So this is a $76 million grant, but the total project cost is obviously a lot more. The rest of the project cost is going to come from private investment, things like that. The city plans to retain ownership of the facilities, though. This is not going to become a private facility. It's still going to be owned by the city. And there still needs to be a term sheet done. This isn't a done deal yet, but it's pretty close, and I think it's pretty powerful. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, I do want to give you an update on – actually, I got a little bit of an update on the elections, on the national elections. There's some things that are happening with the Republican Party that has got the Republican Party concerned about retaining the House and the Senate. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Faith brings us together, and service takes us forward. Join Pensacola Habitat for Humanity for an interfaith engagement luncheon on February 11th, beginning at 11, at Asbury Place, Cokesbury Church. This gathering brings faith and community leaders together with shared values of service, compassion, and community. Enjoy lunch, connect with leaders, and learn about Pensacola Habitat's plans for 2026. They would love to partner with your place of worship and serve your congregation. Learn more at pensacolahabitat.org/events.
Hey, if you've got a home improvement project or a remodel or just a repair, something on the honey-do list, whatever the case may be, and you need hardware supplies, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Now, obviously, they've got the stuff. And when I say they've got the stuff, what I mean is if they don't have what you think you need, you don't actually need it because they have an enormous warehouse that has everything. And if it's not there, it's because it's the kind of thing you don't need. They stock everything that you could possibly want. And if you build things for a living, oh, man, they're your place. Commercial construction supply, that is their bread and butter. They've been doing that for literally since before the Civil War. They do special orders. So if you have specified products that the architect or the engineer is asking for, something unique for the job, they can do that for you. They can put you on a monthly bill. They can ship it to your job site. They can they speak your language, okay? If you're a contractor, they know the codes. They know they know these building inspectors, for goodness sakes, and they can help you solve whatever problem it is that you have. So wherever you are on the spectrum, from a professional to Andrew McKay, okay, they can take care of you. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida, they've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Tuckling in a fight at Combe on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men
wonder. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, and as Andrew is off today. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text. That number is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens in the newsroom.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now or delays. Looks like everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. I got a couple of things here before we go to David Wayne over the newsroom here in a couple of minutes. Let me pick up where we're left off just a little bit. We're talking about the housing crisis and how there's these bills that are being proposed here in Florida to try to address the housing crisis. And some of them are like, hey, let's create these small ADUs, and other ones are like, it's come up with a way for first-time homebuyers to be able to come up with some money from tuition to be able to use as a down payment. and things like this, but it doesn't really address the fact that there's the housing prices are just so expensive. Like, the country has turned into California. Like, the whole country. So I'm looking at it and I go, look, obviously it's a supply and demand issue. There's part of that. But another part of it, I was thinking in the break, it was like, I got to keep reminding myself that there's people who are able to afford it, right? That's why they keep getting bought. I am concerned about the younger generation. I've talked to a couple of my friends who have kids that are 17, 16, 18 years old, getting ready to graduate high school. Some are graduating college. And the trend has become they don't move out of the house. They don't move out of mom and dad's house. They might go to college, but as soon as they get out of the college and get out of the dorm, they're coming back home. Other kids are going to, you know, they're getting ready to leave the house, try to go to college, and they're going, I'm going to try to find a place that's close to home so I can just stay at home. And at one point, like, I was talking to this, I just ran into him, and somehow this topic came up, and he was saying how he was a staunch, like, kids got to get out of the house and get on their own. Like, they got to get out of the house, they got to go be on their own, I can't be supporting them forever, blah, blah, blah. But then he was like, but I've softened that stance because it's just too expensive for them to go find a place now. Like, even if they go get roommates, they're going to have to share rooms. Like, they can't even, you know, it used to be you go get a roommate and you've got a room and they've got a room. And he's like, now, in order to afford a place, you got to have two people in a bedroom and share it like that. And it's like, oh boy, yeah. So, yeah, there's definitely something that's got to get done. All right, a couple of stories here real quick. If you ever shopped at Eddie Bauer, this one hurts. The iconic outdoor brand is heading towards bankruptcy. They're expected to shut down nearly all of their American stores, so all of their physical locations. They're going to still remain live online, but this is just another place that's shutting down all their physical stores. I like Eddie Bauer. I've always liked Eddie Bauer, but I got to admit, I haven't bought anything from Eddie Bauer's store in a long time. So maybe I'm one of the reasons there. Ford changing their EV strategy. I remember calling them out when this had happened. When they announced that they're going to have all 100% of their vehicles be electric, I just laughed. I was like, this is ridiculous. Why would you do that? You're just shooting yourself in the foot. Even Toyota, who is the leader in coming up with EV. I mean, they were the ones that basically helped launch EV on the market. And Toyota is like, yeah, we're not going 100% EV. That's dumb. And they're the first company to surpass GM in selling more cars, right? And they're like, yeah, we're not going to go 100% electric. Well, now Ford's not either. Ford says they're all in on electric. Now they're pulling back after losing billions on EVs. They're shifting their focus more towards hybrids, yes, and gas-powered vehicles that actually make money right now. Now, they do say they're not getting out of the EV market. They're just revising it some. Now, switching topics. I don't have time for it. Dang it. Let's go over to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David, what's up with the news? No?
Hello. Sorry about that. No, I was doing some audio editing. I missed you there. You looking for a few national headlines, are you, Bobby?
Yes, I is.
All right, then. Well, I've got you covered. Senior officials from the U.S. and Iran today meeting in the Middle East. They'll be in Oman discussing Iran's nuclear program. Special envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump advisor Jared Kushner will be meeting with Iran's foreign minister. Of course, the U.S. wants Iran to stop enriching uranium and curb its ballistic missile program. Bobby, I hope you don't have a lot invested in Bitcoin. Well, I hope you do, but I hope you don't, because it's sliding sharply. Hitting the lowest level now in more than a year, the cryptocurrency dropped to just above $60,000 on Thursday, marking a 30% loss in only 1 week.
I'm going to look it up here because I do have – what I've got is on Cash App. I have a thing that automatically rounds anything I have. So say I buy something for $7.80, it rounds up to $10 and puts it in Bitcoin. I've lost a little bit of money on the Bitcoin.
Fox News. I'm Gianna Gelosi at Day 6 in the search for Nancy Guthrie, her son Cameron, with a new video message.
We need you to reach out, and we need a way to communicate with you so we can move forward.
That video comes after the first of two ransom deadlines passed yesterday. In a note sent to at least three media outlets that police are trying to verify, TMZ founder Harvey Levin, who received one of those ransom letters, says a second, more critical deadline is Monday.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter. The sheriff says they're operating from a position that Nancy is still alive. The U.S. and Iran holding nuclear talks today in Oman.
Now, Iran sees these talks as limited to the country's nuclear program. The U.S., though, led by Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff, is pressing for more, going after Iran's missile program and its extensive network of proxy groups throughout the Middle East.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 33 degrees right now with clear skies here. It is a nice morning, a little bit chilly, though. We'll get to our forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that in just a few minutes. Well, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves gave his fourth State of the City address last night. He talked about a lot of different things, including the city securing a $76 million Triumph Gulf Coast grant for a shipbuilding project, which will bring 2,000 jobs to the Port of Pensacola. During the address was at the Bayview Community Center. Reeves called that project a generational change for the city.
Getting the $76 million grant from Triumph, I believe either the second or third largest in the history of Triumph. This is a project that can be a generational change for our city. 2,000 high-paying jobs, 1,500 of those jobs, give or take, at 68,000. The other 500 jobs, average salary over 100,000. So about 80,000 all in.
And the Australian-based company Burden will build autonomous boats for the military in what Reeves called one of the first reshoring of American shipbuilding, reshoring projects of American shipbuilding in the current administration. The $275 million project would require no money from city taxpayers. Reeves also highlighted the Palafox reconstruction, which he says is still on track for a May 24th completion date. Well, the Florida Supreme Court will not be reviewing the proposed marijuana amendment. Attorney General James Uthmeyer withdrew his request for an advisory opinion after the Secretary of State ended all initiative petition drives for November. None of 22 citizen initiatives gathered enough signatures to make it onto the ballot. Florida Highway Patrol troopers are searching for the driver of a blue Chevy Tahoe that was reportedly involved in a hit and run on Wednesday on East 9 Mile Road and Airway Drive. If you have any information on that, contact FHP at *357. Beach access advocates told Escambia County commissioners yesterday that Perdido Key beaches have been used by the public for generations, and they believe they should remain accessible. Norman Jeter, he says he lived on Perdido Key from 1970 until after Hurricane Ivan. He described how the beach was understood when he was growing up.
Customary use was just that was all there was. There were dune buggies. There were people surf fishing. There were surfers. There were picnics. There were people that would come and shark fish at night. There were beach fires when that was legal. The beach belonged to the public. There was nobody that lived there. There weren't many folks that lived on the beach anyway. But if you owned property on that beach, you knew that your property line stopped at the dune, at where the vegetation stopped and the white sand begun. The white sand all the way to the water was open to the public.
Property owners countered that they have deeds to the land and they say they've paid substantial taxes. They warned customary use could lead to expensive lawsuits similar to Walton County's $8 million legal battle. The commission will continue the discussion on customary use February 19th. It'll also be open for public comment at that time. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still reporting accident-free, also delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down this morning. Good job on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And let's get a look at our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are starting off with some cooler temperatures this morning in the 30s, but we are going to warm up as we head into the afternoon, getting into the 60s with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures will start to drop back into the 40s as you wake up Saturday morning. For Saturday, we will have sunny skies, winds out of the north with a high near 61 degrees, and Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 38 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Again, 38 degrees now. We've got clear skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are moderately lower ahead of U.S. and Iran talks happening today. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $63.04 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $67.36 per barrel. The Federal Agency for Protecting Workers' Civil Rights has revealed it is investigating sportswear giant Nike for allegedly discriminating against white employees through its diversity policies. The EEOC sought the company's criteria for selecting employees for layoffs, how it tracks and uses worker race and ethnicity data, and more. Treasury yields were lower this morning as investors continued to assess the state of the American economy. The 10-year Treasury yield was down less than one basis point at 4.204%, and the 30-year Treasury yield was also less than one basis point lower at 4.856%. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 592, the NASDAQ down 363, pardon, and the S&P 500 down 84. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Okay, so you're a business owner, you have employees. You have to deal with things like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll. Not the most fun stuff in your business. I mean, you started a company because you wanted to repair autos, or because you wanted to put in HVAC systems, or because you wanted to give legal or medical advice. And, you know, doing this stuff is not what you get up in the morning excited about. In fact, it might be the kind of thing that you think, oh, why? Why, Andrew? Why would you talk about it? Okay, I understand. But guess what? There are some folks who do get up in the morning excited about payroll or dental benefits. And it's the folks at Torgerson Consulting. And I know they're kind of weird. They're kind of nerds. But I like that because I like people who are passionate about what they do. And they are. And they're really, really good at it. We started using them about 5 years ago here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola. And they've been fantastic. I mean, look, the marketplace for health insurance is what it is. They're not miracle workers, but I know that they've gone out and found the best plans available and made them to us so that we can choose. And one of the things that they did is they gave us choices. We didn't have that before. They gave us fantastic customer service that we hadn't had with our prior company. Torgerson Consulting, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Penair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Ladies, join us to be the impact in 2026. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, a women's organization that has given over $18 million to nonprofits right here. Meet other members and hear about the impact our funding has made at meet and mingle sessions through mid-February. Women 18 and older are invited to join us by March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org. That's impact100pensacola.org.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car.
That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, her loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you.
That's good stuff right there. She got the look. That's some classics playing today. It's Pensacola Morning News with usually Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you would like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Lots of things to still go over this hour here, but the first thing I want to do is talk about what's in the theaters. No, I don't. No, I don't. I want to pick up where I was trying to leave off real quick. Congressman Barry Loudermilk has decided to retire. He's from Georgia. He's had six terms. And it's one of those stories that sounds boring until you realize why it matters so much. It's a big deal, not because of him personally, but because incumbents pretty much never lose. So when a congressman decides to step down on their own, then it, especially when they have a safe seat, it opens the door for, honestly, it opens the door for the opposing party to be able to take that seat, especially in a safe area. So, you know, I've talked about incumbents many, many times in the past, but here's another example. 2024, I went to Ballotpedia. 2024, 95% of incumbents who ran one re-election, 95%. Yeah, basically, you know, if you're already in office, you pretty much win. Which is why the redistricting fights that we keep seeing going on right now are so intense. It's not about the voters. It's about protecting incumbents, or it's about trying to knock one out. I knew somebody who was a Republican in Illinois, and Illinois redistricted, and it basically made it to where his whole district now was Democrats. And sure enough, he knew the writing was on the wall, so he moved into a different Republican area, ran against a sitting Republican, and ended up winning to be able to keep that seat. But he knew. He's like, they redistricted me out of my district. I'm not going to be able to keep that seat anymore. So the latest on that, the Supreme Court has upheld the California map. Their new congressional map can stand, which could help Democrats pick up seats in the next midterms because their new map, for lack of a better word, gerrymandered to get rid of a few Republicans. Now, that's how the control of Congress gets decided. It's not just at the ballot box. It's in the courtrooms and gerrymandered maps. So with Congressman Loudermilk stepping down, could open that seat up for Democrats to take as well. All right, now we'll get traffic on the fives when we come back here. I've got what's in theaters this week, as well as some this week in science to go over. So that's all next right here on News Radio 92.3 on informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to John Pickens in the news and for traffic and weather together on the fives. I know there's something else.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Not even seeing any delays. It looks like Highway 29, I-10, I-110 still are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Grazie, grazie. All right. So in theaters this week, we got three new movies coming out in the theater. The big one. The big one's not one I'm really looking forward to. It's Dracula, rated R. It's not your old school Dracula. This one's dark, tragic, and apparently romantic. Yeah. Dracula turns vampire after losing his wife and spends centuries hunting her reincarnated soul. Weird. Christopher Waltz. Ooh, I do like Christopher Waltz. He plays the priest trying to stop him. So Christopher Waltz is in it. You already know it's going to be intense. But if you like moody, bloody, and dramatic movies, that's your pick. Not mine. The Strangers, Chapter 3, also rated R. I'm not interested in any of the Strangers movies. But here you go. This one's creepy in a different way. Instead of trying to kill the main character, one of the masked killers decides he wants to replace another killer. It's therapy-level disturbing, according to one critic. If you've seen the first two, you already know what you're signing up for. So this is just the third one. Speaking of the third one, I went and saw Avatar. The Avatar. The third one that came out. I thought they were only doing three of these movies. But this third one, it kind of seemed to leave it open for a continuation. Are they doing more movies? Good grief. They're freaking long, man. Like, it's a good movie, but I'm, like, sitting there, like, probably a little more than halfway through. And I was like, okay, it can end now. I'm ready to leave. This is a good movie. This is a good place to stop. We'll pick this up next year. It's just, they're long. All right, the third movie that's out in theaters. This one, now this is more up my alley. Solo Mio, rated PG. Kevin James. Yeah. He gets left at the altar in Rome. Still takes his honeymoon solo. Somehow turns it into a feel-good, funny, romantic trip. Yeah, it's a rom-com. Easy watch, date night movie, nothing stressful. Solo Mio out in theaters as well. So that's what's in the theaters this week. This week in science, some things that happened. First of all, scientists in Japan may have cracked the code on jet lag. Yeah, they've got a drug that resets your internal clock. They've only been able to test it on mice so far, but still, if they're able to get it to humans, this could change everything for travel. I don't travel. Like, I travel, but I'm a United States traveler. I don't really go out of the States very often. So jet lag is not really ever an issue for me. I mean, the most it would be like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to New York. Okay, I'm going from Central Time Zone to Eastern Time Zone. Oh, I'm losing an hour. You know, I'm going to California. I'm going to lose 2 hours. No! Yeah, it's not huge, right? But people who travel, like, from here to Japan, okay, you got like a 12-hour difference. Yeah, I can see that being a struggle. So it could change everything for those people. All right, cheese lovers. A long-term study says eating full-fat cheese, full-fat, not low-fat stuff, that crappy junk, not the vegetarian version of cheese. No, full-fat cheese might help protect against Alzheimer's. Aha, especially if you're genetically at risk. Now, it's a long-term study, but it's, you know, not scientific advice, medical advice, or anything like that. But I know a lot of cheese lovers, like, babe, I'm just trying to prevent Alzheimer's. Don't you want me to still remember who you are in 20 years? Let me have my cheese. Just saying.
I like that line. I'm going to use it.
I'm helping you out.
Thank you.
Apes can pretend, apparently.
What?
Yeah. Apes can know how to pretend. They know how to, like, fake it. And, like, just be fake and just use their imagination. Yeah, that's something that came out in the study this week. Jupiter apparently is smaller than we thought. All right. A black hole is blasting out a trillion times more energy than the Death Star.
No.
Yeah. A black hole is blasting out a trillion times more energy than the Death Star. So, be careful if you're flying in space this week. This is a cool story. Huge congratulations to a local World War II vet, Dwayne Bruton, in Cantonment. He just turned, get this, 109 years old.
Wow.
Just turned 109 years old. He served in Europe during World War II. He was in the Army. He earned Purple Heart after an artillery shell exploded near him, causing serious shrapnel injuries. Absolutely great. 109 years old, still here, still sharp. That's pretty cool. And final story here for you. Valentine's Day is coming up. And if money's tight, most people aren't spending big anyway, right? But a new survey says that 87% of people think inexpensive gifts mean just as much as expensive ones. It's a thought that counts type of a thing, right? I think it's funny, though. That's 87%. That means there's 13% of people go, no, you better spend some money on me, buddy. I'm telling you. There's 13%. Little more than 1 out of 10 are like, no, you need to cough up the money, right? If you love me, you will buy me.
We just got done with Christmas. So I'm like, I'm still trying to recover.
Right? Exactly. But yeah, 13% are like, no, if you love me, you're going to buy me. But then here's this stat. There's this stat about Valentine's Day. 17% of people, pretty much millennials, are just buying themselves Valentine's Day gifts. Yeah. Millennials are like, you know what? I don't need anybody. It's that whole flowers song from Miley Cyrus. I can buy myself flowers. I can take myself to dinner. I'm gonna buy myself Valentine's Day gifts. I don't need you. So, there you go. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We're going to get a quick break. We come back here. We're going to talk about the economy a little bit. So stick around for that next.
Managing your ECUA service is about to get a whole lot easier. Coming up on February 16th, the new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. So download My ECUA starting February 16th and take control of your services anytime, anywhere. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
So several years ago, Christina Leavenworth had left being in the news, and she'd started a couple of things and started a family, and she wanted to go into real estate. And those of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, you know, if anybody can do it, certainly she can. But a lot of people, they try real estate, and it doesn't really work out for them. Oh, my goodness. Talk about results. In the peak of the market, when it was easy and houses were almost selling themselves, she and her team at Levin Reinke Realty were selling over 200 homes a year. Now, in the last couple of years, with the market being what it is and interest rates higher and prices higher and people reluctant to sell because they lose their great interest rate, 3 years ago, her team had sold 175 homes. 2 years ago, they sold 165 homes, which is still 3 to 4 homes per week. It's still amazing. Well, this last year in 2025, back up again, over 200, 209 homes, up 30% in a down market. When other people are really struggling to sell a home, they are just selling the lights out of these homes. It's crazy. So what does she do differently? Well, call her and talk to her. 850-786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Bust it.
This here's a champ for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people
Pensacola
start
morning
the
news with Andrew McKay. Andrew is off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. He'll be back on Monday, so don't worry, everything will be right once again. So don't worry about that. Coming up at the beginning of next hour, I got an update for you on the Super Bowl that comes up this weekend, as well as the Olympics, where the opening ceremony begins at 12:40. But we've already been having some events that started a few days ago and will continue on. Actually, even this morning, we've had events going on as well. Then also next hour, so at the beginning of next hour, we'll talk about Super Bowl Olympics. Then also we've got an update on some legislative things that have been going on. And like our Florida legislative session is underway, so I've got some updates for you on that as well. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Thank you very much. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. Not even any delays I'm seeing. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Very nice. Very, very nice indeed. All right. Unretiring. Oh, boy. We've been talking a lot about the economy since I've been filling in for Andrew the last couple of days and how it's just so unaffordable for so many people that we've got, you know, we've got we have inflation is still affecting a lot of individuals and stuff like that. Well, a growing number of older individuals aren't staying retired. According to a recent survey, about 7% of retirees aged 50 and up have gone back to work just in the past 6 months. That number is creeping up daily as costs continue to stay high. People are telling AARP they're rejoining the workforce to keep up with the bills. They're not doing it because they want extra money for fun or to go on vacation. They just can't even keep up the bills because of how expensive things have gotten. Their fixed income that they plan to retire on is not enough anymore. So I remember seeing this during the Obama years when things started getting pretty bad. We started having really high gas prices. And 2008 when the real estate market crashed and things. I remember seeing you start seeing a lot of older individuals were even working fast food and stuff. We're starting to see the same thing as well. So, yeah, not going back to work because of they missed their 9-to-5. Going back to work because they just can't pay the bills on their fixed income. That's unfortunate. Speaking of high prices, President Trump just rolled out TrumpRx.gov. TrumpRx.gov. It's a government-run prescription drug price platform. It doesn't sell medicines. It just shows you discounted cash prices and links you to manufacturers or pharmacies where you can buy them directly. They got about 40 branded drugs listed right now, including things like weight loss and fertility meds. They've got prices that are way below the usual list tags, supposedly. Trump says this is going to save Americans money on healthcare costs, but experts warn that if you have insurance, it might not be cheaper than what you're already paying through your plan, so be sure to check through that as well. Most of these prices are for cash-paying customers. That it might save them is the thing right there. So my thing is, if this is a government-run prescription drug price platform, why is it called TrumpRx? Why the Trump in there? You know what I mean? It like that just seems odd to me. Continuing on here, also, since we're talking about Trump, I'll bring it up. Republicans, including Trump, spent a big chunk the last year particularly talking about abolishing the U.S. Department of Education. There was even things like Project 2025, which is not Trump thing. It's a different Republican group, but Project 2025 talked about shrinking or shutting down the Department of Education. Trump last year even mentioning getting rid of it. I remember that because I have friends, both Republican and Democrat. That's absurd. That's insane. How can you get rid of the Department of Education? I go, well, first of all, it's unconstitutional. That's how. Like, show me in the Constitution where it says that the U.S. government should control education. It does not. If you want to keep the Department of Education, I'm fine with it. Just pass an amendment to the Constitution. Let's just make it legal, all right? Let's make it constitutional. So it's unconstitutional, so I don't have a problem with getting rid of it because of that. But I'm not saying it's not worth it. If it is, let's just do it the right way. Anyway, even Trump saying he's going to get rid of it, he's just signing a bill that's increasing the budget for the Department of Education. Yeah, and this bill actually puts language in place preventing parts of it from being downsized or decentralized. In other words, instead of ending the agency, Trump basically backed the funding and locked in securing it. So there you go.